This is the CITES Apps Podcast, Episode 1, Introduction to Starting Your Own App Business with Jason Sidebottom. Welcome to the CITESApps.com Podcast, where you can learn how to bring your app ideas to life, generate a passive income, and set yourself on the road to creating your own financial freedom. And now your host, coming all the way from Melbourne, Australia, Jason Sidebottom.
Welcome to the very first CITES Apps podcast. My name is Jason Sidebottom of CITESApps.com, and hello to all of you out there who have taken the time to listen in. So let's get stuck into it. Firstly, I would like to provide you with a bit of a background myself and how I got into the exciting world of app development and started CITES Apps. However, I must make it clear, I'm not yet a millionaire, but that is the main aim, and as they say, the sky is the limit. I grew up as a small kid in a country town. My family provided me with a strong interest in working hard and invested money wisely. I spent many hours listening to my mother and father discussing money-related matters such as property, shares, superannuation, selling various ranges of niche products and utilities. You name it, and we probably discussed it. I read countless investment magazines and newspapers, keeping up to date with current financial events. You could say that I had a very keen interest in making money. My family was definitely quite well off, and much more wealthy than most. However, I wouldn't say that we were rich. I did grow up around other friends and family who were extremely wealthy, and I developed the money bug, I guess you could call it. I worked very hard as a kid through my teenage years, mowing lawns, working at the local department store as a checkout chick, buying and selling whatever I could to make a profit. These jobs and money makers were great for pocket money, and with this money I managed to buy shares at the ripe old age of 12. I then went on to sell these shares, purchased my first car with cash, and when I turned 18 years old. It was one of the proudest moments of my life, handing over that $11,000 in cash at the car yard. Developed me to, I guess, have great monetary values instilled in me from a very young age. Upon entering the workforce, after completing a Bachelor of Business at university, mind you, I soon experienced the monotonous nature that full-time employment possesses. This fueled my desire to work towards achieving financial freedom. Having the ability to choose whether I want to work or not is a stage in my life that I desire to reach. So I did what came natural to me and what most people do. I purchased an investment property at the age of 23 years old. The idea was to use the equity in the investment property once it went up in value so I could borrow more money to buy the next property and so on. Unfortunately, the property market took a turn for the worse and dropped for 3 years. Today, the property is most likely valued at the same price that I paid for it 4 years ago. So these initiatives have provided limited results so far. However, I did not think developing iPhone apps was something I'd ever end up doing. By chance, I had the opportunity to catch up with an old friend of mine. He was having great success as an app developer, creating apps within a niche market that he was involved in. After showing me that he was making lots and lots of money, and I mean significant profits, selling the iPhone applications, and I mean significant, I was hooked. He recommended that I read a book called The App Empire, Make Money, Have a Life, and Let Technology Work for You. The book details the life of a guy leading an ordinary life who unfortunately is involved in a car accident. This hospitalises him for several months. In this time, he discovers the app world and pursues app development as a hobby to pass the time in hospital. He has developed some extremely successful apps with over 35 million app downloads. Jeez, that's not bad. And the book, he details his life of how he's able to run his app business from anywhere in the world. How good does that sound? Not having to work 9 to 5 every day, absolutely perfect. He would simply log onto his computer each day and monitor the success of his apps and watch the passive income roll on in. He mentions all of the weird and wonderful adventures is overseas due to the large amounts of profit he receives from his app business. The guy was living the dream, and I simply had to have a piece of that action. If you want to check out this book, click on the link from Size App's website to purchase a copy from Amazon. It's truly worth it, and it will definitely drive your motivation to succeed in the app world. There are plenty of great reads out there these days sharing these sort of success stories. Most books will point out their successes, however, they don't highlight the basics of how to achieve this success. As a means to learn the ropes in the app world, I documented everything that I learnt and starting my own app business, and I believe that there is a gap in the market for this type of informational ebook. Therefore, I created the App Development for Beginners Secrets to Success ebook. This ebook highlights the basics required to start your own app business from scratch. It's an app development ebook for beginners written by a beginner. It can be quite difficult to process in the early stages and extremely frustrating at times when you can't find an answer in your success, in your aim for success. This information definitely helped kickstart my app business and hopefully can help you too. You can find the link to download my ebook from sidesapps.com. I guess the whole book is aimed at trying to help other people get to the point where I am in my app business with the passive income continually rolling in each month. And obviously I'm working towards developing that further and further to become financially independent and financially free. I guess now you know a little bit more about what I'm about and what I'm aiming to achieve. I hope we can continue this journey together to improve and increase our passive incomes. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up at sizeapps.com. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions that you may have and welcome any new ideas that people wish to put forward. So shoot me an email or add me on Facebook and Twitter. Let me know your thoughts. Search for Size Apps to find me on either of those social media sites. In the next podcast, I shall delve deeper into the actual setup of an app business and walk through the steps that are required to put you on the path to creating your own financial freedom. Stay tuned, and I'll speak with you all very soon, and good luck.
Thanks for listening to the Sides Apps Podcast. Don't forget to download the new release, App Development for Beginners, Secrets to Success ebook, that's now available at www.sidesapps.com.